Hey kids, I've got a story that I would like to share with you today. But first, I have a couple Bible verses that I would like to read. From 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, and 2 Timothy 3, 14, and 17. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But you must continue in the things which you have learned, and being assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Well, today's story is called It Takes Practice. Kenny groaned as he picked himself up from the snow. He was learning to ski, and his feet were in great big boots that were locked into two long sticks of fiberglass. When he had begged to go skiing with his bigger brother, Nicholas had warned him it wasn't as easy as it looked. Kenny soon found out Nicholas was right. "I'll never learn how to ski," Kenny exclaimed as falling for the umpteenth time. Nicholas grinned. "Tell you what, your lift ticket includes a lesson for beginners." He pointed to a group of kids at the top of the small hill. "Why don't you go join the class and get some pointers?" Kenny joined the group, and the ski instructor taught the beginners some of the basic moves. Then came the first trip down the bunny hill, which was the easy hill. The instructor held a long pole in front of the beginners for them to hold on to keep their balance. "That was fun," Kenny said when he joined Nicholas. I think I'm ready for the big hill." Just then he lost his balance, fell sideways into the snow. "Oops, I guess I better practice some more." As they headed home after a fun-filled day, Kenny was excited. "I wish we could go skip church tomorrow and go skiing again, but I know Mom and Dad won't let us." "No," said Nicholas, "and that's good, because learning to understand the Bible better is kind of like skiing. It takes practice. The more you work at skiing, the better you can do it. And the more you read the Bible at church and on your own, the more you understand it." "I had a ski instructor," Kenny said. "I guess a Bible instructor is good too." "Yes," said Nicholas. "In a way, the Holy Spirit is our Bible instructor. He helps us understand what God is saying to us and apply it to our lives. We can also ask other Christians for help when we don't understand something, like Mom, Dad, or Pastor Lee." Nicholas grinned at his little brother. "Just remember, anything worthwhile takes time and effort. Keep practicing." Do you have trouble understanding what the Bible says? Some of the stories are easy to read and understand. Other parts of the Bible are more difficult. But you have an instructor helping you, the Holy Spirit. As you read the Bible on your own and with others, He will help you understand what it says. But it takes practice, so keep reading. It's worth the effort. Today's Bible verse for memory is Psalm 119, verse 130. "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Can we see that together? Psalm 119, verse 130. "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Well, I hope you enjoyed the story today. Have a nice day.